This is Classics Live from Kansas Public Radio. I'm Darryl Brogdon, and welcome to a Ruhl Joyce recital at Johnson County Community College, featuring the Kansas City Baroque Consortium. Formed in 2009 by their cellist Trilla Ray Carter, she's joined today by Baroque violinists and violists Monty Carter and Rob Patterson. They'll tell us more about their music in just a moment, but let's hear their first piece, the third movement of the Trio Sonata in G by Johann Sebastian Bach.
A little Bach, huh? Yeah. We often think as Bach, you know, as the greatest composer of the Baroque period. He probably is. And we often see him as sort of the portal into the Baroque period. But we've discovered that that's really not true because he was kind of off doing his own thing most of the time. And most people, I mean, they knew him as a great organist, but they didn't know him as a phenomenal composer, which he truly was. The true portal to the Baroque period is in our next composer, Corelli, and Monty's going to give you just a little information about him.
Arcangelo Corelli is a fellow, you should know. He lived from 1653 to 1713. It's one of the violin
Thank you.
play the next three selections in succession without a break. I think it makes a very interesting juxtaposition. Now that we've gone from the highest point of Baroque writing in Bach back to sort of mid-Baroque turning point Corelli, we're going back a little further. So up to really the 1700s, the cello was really seen as simply an accompanimental instrument. No real solo capabilities. But it didn't take long for a few composers who were also cellists to decide, hey, wait a minute, we can do it, they can do it, we can do it. And the first of these, we believe, was an Italian named Giuseppe Colombi. And he came from Bologna, and there was a huge sort of rising up of string instrument playing and sort of setting new standards for playing during his lifetime. We believe this is probably, we're not 100% sure yet, but it appears that this is the earliest solo piece, or piece for solo cello ever written. We'll go right away from this sort of dance form into a very free form, the prelude by Purcell for solo violin. We'll follow that, just a lovely passacaglia. So I think it'll be an interesting juxtaposition for you to hear these earlier Baroque pieces. They're a little bit more rustic in their harmonic treatment and in their how they pursue their musical lines. So it's interesting to hear, I think. Thank you. We're going to do the next two little sonatas by Tartini as a set. So it'll be, you'll hear a melodic movement followed by a light snappy dance movement in both sets or in both pairs.
Thank you.
Today with a little bit of scotch. Hope you approve. This is the ground after the Scotch humor. So this is another dance form. So it's a whole series of variations again over this ground, which really serves as a chaconne, very similar to the ground that I had in the solo cello piece. Enjoy. Matisse, Italian, spent most of his life in London, and had lots of Scotch friends, I think.
Thank you.
From Airs for the Violin, the fourth part of A Ground After the Scotch Humor by Nicola Matthes, who probably lived from about 1650 until 1714. With three string players from the Kansas City Baroque Consortium, Baroque violinist Monty Carter and Rob Patterson, with cellist Trilla Ray Carter. The KC Baroque Consortium continues their popular concerts in the KC metro area, such as their Westport Brown Bag Concerts and their Come Let Us Drink series with Comedia Kansas City, billed as an evening of delectable fare, delightful music, and divine comedy. Check out their KC Baroque Consortium page on Facebook, not only for upcoming programs, but to sneak a peek at their beautiful instruments and their fascinating histories. KPR recorded this KC Baroque Consortium concert at Johnson County Community College in the Carlson Center as part of their Ruel Joyce recital series. Chuck Smith was our recording engineer. Cordelia Brown provided the program notes and post-production. I'm Darryl Brogdon. Thanks for joining us. Broadcasts of Classics Live are a production of Kansas Public Radio. members of the 2007 Sunflower Music Festival Chamber Ensemble in Topeka, with oboe soloist Margaret Marco. By August Klughart, that was Schilflieder, or Songs of the Reeds, recorded by KPR. This is Classics Live on Kansas Public Radio.